We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joining us right now at our set is Felix Reyes. Hello, Felix. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
You all right? Because you seemed a little excited about being on the radio and TV today.
Well, nervous, but excited.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. This is new to me. This is my first time.
So you don't have to be nervous at all. Let's talk about, you had Hodgkin's lymphoma back in March 2013. You were in remission from July of 2013. Until this last April.
Yes.
And then they told you what?
sorry, I'm still, like, nervous. So they did tell me that we relapsed. This time I feel like we were more aware and prepared because, like, I just noticed that my body was absolutely, like, feeling horrible. I was very much into basketball, so, like, I noticed that, like, basketball is having a hard time playing. I really was not able to do much exercise or any physical activity without, like, absolutely feeling horrible and wanting to puke. And my appetite was decreasing a whole ton. And then one day I couldn't even do laundry. So I'm like, hey, mom, let's go to the hospital. We got to check this out. And they kind of told me that I relapsed.
You know, this is the second day in a row, Dale, where someone has told us playing basketball, they realized they weren't as good, and then they
not that I wasn't as good.
But just the energy wasn't there?
Yeah, like I would, like, after like 5-10 minutes, I would be wanting to feel like puking and getting super nauseous, which, like, was not me at all. Like, I'd go on for hours on end playing.
What is the treatment like now for you?
Well, although I was doing chemotherapy. So I was going to the Jimmy Fund, mm-hmm. to the infusion rooms. Now the Friday that just passed,
the
right? Yeah.
Last day of chemo.
I had my last day at chemo.
Nice.
Yes.
Good.
And then, so I was doing chemotherapy, and now, well, after I do scans this Friday to, like, re-see how it's going, I'm going to be doing a few weeks of radiation.
And your mom is here, Jamarilyn.
Yes.
How has this impacted the whole family?
It wasn't as bad as the first time. The first time, we didn't know anything. We didn't have that much information. And this time, I think, now that he's older and understands more, mm-hmm. It was something about, what are we going to do? Let's get this going. And actually, we're stronger and better. The first time, he was younger. He didn't understand. We were scared. But now that he's older, he matured a lot. He showed me how to be stronger.
Quick,
yeah,
right?
He grew up quickly. Yeah. And he actually motivated me more. So he's manlier now.
Well, he's a big...
He is.
Yeah, he had,
15-year-old now.
If you guys would have seen him when we first got... the second time he got diagnosed, he had a baby face, no hair.
Now he's got a beard now.
He had a beard now.
I'm like 15. I need to see the birth certificate on his head.
Yeah, he's stronger than ever. He's my motivation.
Felix, you've been around the Dana-Farber. You've been around the Jimmy Fund Clinic in the past. And I read where it's almost like a home away from home for you guys.
Yes, I love the nurse. Like, although, like, going through the process itself, like, you know, like, it's kind of, like, obviously you're not going to miss going through the process itself. What I am going to miss is, like, the entire staff team. Like, they're all just amazing. The nurses, the people at the front desk, just everybody's so kind and caring. Mm-hmm. Like, not even just a situation, just I feel like in the world, we need more people like them, you know?
I agree.
And we met a couple of months ago when we were at the clinic. And
yeah.
That was one of my takeaways, Dale, was he had a smile on his face the whole time. You know, you would think if you're going there to get treatment, you might not be happy. But how important do you think it is to have that positive attitude, you know,
you
to go in there?
To. Yeah. You have to. Like, basically, we karaoke'd most of the time.
What's the go-to song?
Anything that's playing on the radio.
Yeah.
Just whatever it
Anything.
Is.
Anything. And if we didn't know the lyrics,
Make them up.
And it's better that way because you don't know what people are going through next to you.
Right.
And so basically we would go into different stalls. Instead of staying in our section, we would go to other people's section and, like, just
make friends.
Karaoke network. Yeah. It's so much fun. I'm going to really, really miss it.
Does... your little brother understand completely what's going on in here? He's shaking his head.
No, not entirely.
No. That's a no.
But he's holding off. He's not bored over there because they have a lot of video games over there. Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of stuff to do over there. Oh, now his head's nodding.
Here he goes. Felix, you play video games too, right?
Yes.
What games are you playing?
Pokemon, Minecraft, a bit of Call of Duty, 2K.
Love it. Love it.
He's your spirit animal.
This is great. I think you were wearing a Batman shirt when I met him, I think, or something like that, right?
Yes.
I think he was. So I'm like, this
Superman.
Is my guy.
No, it was Superman.
Oh, was it Superman? I'm like, this is my guy right here. Fantastic.
So as you go forward, and you said you've had your last chemo session, you're going to get your numbers run, then what's the procedure going forward? Is it a monthly check every couple of months? How does it work?
I'm pretty sure we're going to start off after the radiation.
Oh, every 3 months.
So I'm pretty sure it's every 3 months.
And they just check you up, make sure things are going good.
Oh yeah, all the way. We always said it. We're gonna beat this, and we're gonna continue on.
And then going into your sophomore year at Methuen, is that right?
Yes,
Methuen High.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes, I am glad to finally go back to yes, I did miss almost 2 months near the ending of the year, but I was able to go back at times, but I'm happy to finally be able to actually go back and stay back without having to miss so many days.
What do you want to do when your mom says you're so much more mature now and so much more grown up, but when you're done school, what's life going to hold for you?
Well, I plan on going obviously, you know, things change, but my main goal is to make it into MIT for computer engineering. That's kind of a goal.
That's kind of been
my plans for quite some time now.
has this guy surprised you throughout this whole process at all?
He's been that way since he was young. Well, he started with the word engineer as the Thomas the Tank Engine, and then it progressed to computer engineer.
Yep.
And I told him the sky's the limit. Whatever you want,
absolutely,
we're gonna get it. So yeah, that's what it started off with, Thomas.
That's great.
It's true.
Cracked him up too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see you're doing so well, and you look great. I assume you feel pretty good too right now. And that's thanks to the doctors and the nurses and all the caregivers there, because we've had a chance to visit on a number of occasions. They are remarkable people over there, aren't they?
Yes, they
are.
They're our
family.
Yeah, they are.
They are our family.
By the way, I know you said you're going to miss everybody. I'm going to tell you right now, people go back and visit all forever.
We plan on visiting.
Actually, we do. We had a nurse. We didn't know how to pronounce her name from the last previous time. And I was like, all I know, she has a Texas accent. And they always found her.
Did they really?
And it's funny that Felix is actually, I'm going to do a little diary book for him with pictures from the beginning to the end. And I made sure that nurse, which she's still there, was specifically there. I'm like, she has been there through it all. And I'm like, I found her. We took pictures. But they are a family.
Well, it's great to visit with you guys. And I'm glad to see
you
doing so well. Thank you very much for coming in here.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Thanks very much. Again, we continue to ask, but we hope you'll continue to make those phones ring at 877-738-1234, 877-738-1234. Light up the Arbella tote board. We're going to talk to a former Yankee coming up in just a few minutes.
I'm looking forward to talking
Alex
to you.
Alex Rodriguez is going to be with us in a few
minutes. I'm looking forward to that. Dale, I have a lot of people to thank.
Okay.
First of all, everybody who has donated so far, thank you. But specifically, John Power with his $1,000 donation.
Thank you.
Thomas Burdett from the Casey Foundation gave $2,000 in support of William Holbrook. We have Frank and Ann Goldstein of Andover, Mass., $5,000. John Duquette from the Commonwealth Electrical Technologies, Inc., $2,500. So thank you very much to all of you.
Thank you to all of you, and continue to make those phone lines light up. We're broadcasting live from Fenway Park. This is the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.